shoes. Oh no, oh no, oh no, radio show. Oh no, oh no, oh no, radio show. Kelsey's gonna be here, Teresa might be too. Maybe one of them can get on the brew. Won't you, won't you do, won't you do, won't you do what I say? It's the oh no radio show, oh no radio show, oh no radio show, oh no radio, oh no radio show, oh no radio show, oh no radio show, oh no.
That's right. We're back. It is the Oh No Radio Show. Welcome to the fun. Jesus Christ. My name is Owen. It's the first show of 2013. I'm here with my best friend, Duncan.
Aw, you're so sweet.
The giver of no shits.
The no shit giver.
The giver fucker of no gives.
The fucker of no gives. Exactly.
The legend, gives. Duncan Fisher. Ty's here once again.
Hey, it's
you guys just heard the latest theme song. I'm gonna do a new one every week. That's the goal. That's the goal.
One a
that's
week.
The challenge.
That's the challenge. Is a new theme song every single week. So get ready to hear more terrible singing from me.
I liked it.
Do you like it?
I liked it.
I liked it.
I did too.
Let's hear it again. I've been jamming this. It took me about a whole 10 minutes to do.
I was gonna say
it was a whole 10 minutes.
That's pretty impressive for you.
You know,
yeah.
So you know, threw this together, and I think it works though.
And of course, you played every instrument.
Every instrument. Yes. I played it.
Yep.
I went into the other studio. And
yeah.
I just laid it down, like rock stars do. Ty's always got some really cool shoes.
Yes, he does.
And we are here once again. I will tell you, though, it's been an interesting start to the new year. Guess what didn't happen for me? I didn't get a new dog. All I wanted for Christmas, I've been saying, was a little sweet little doggy. But I didn't get him.
Baby puppy?
That's so sad. And when I heard, I was very sad about about you not getting the new dog, too.
Yeah. Maybe. Turns out some other asshole got the dog, and,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know who that, I don't know who that person is.
I don't know. Humane Society just decided not.
Nope.
Not getting this dog.
Nope. No dog for you.
You fuck.
That's right.
You'd be alone and sad.
You'd be alone and sad with no dog. Plenty of other dogs to play with.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that is the weirdest start to a show we've ever done. And that is the start to the new year for me. Duncan, how's the new year going for you so far?
Well, I have... I mean, between the factory
not
and
even
Skyrim...
You're not even talking into the mic, man.
I'm sorry. Between the factory and Skyrim, I haven't really had a whole lot of time to do anything.
I love that you got on Skyrim all late.
That's how I do things, though. I'm like a year behind on everything.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Dude, like, I didn't play, and I don't play Call of Duty, but the only Call of Duty I've ever played was World at War, and I didn't start playing that until, like, 2 years after it came out.
I don't even know what that is.
It's World War II.
I don't, okay, great. Video game talk. We doing that? Is that what the new year is
we're
so far?
We're just chatting.
We're just we'll talking. Chat.
Skyrim.
Sucker.
Talking Skyrim.
Yeah.
Skyrim's awesome.
Right?
What is it? You run around with a sword.
Yep.
And you fight goblins.
That,
is that what you do?
That kind of happens. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
There's a little bit of
is that.
That
what you're doing with your time?
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right.
What do I normally do with my time, Owen? I mean, think
I
about it. It's a pretty good use of it.
It's not letting me log into the Ono Radio Show account on Skype here. So that's always
perfect.
Good. Oh, wait. No, there it is. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Wait for it.
Oh, no. We'll get there. We'll get there. Anyway, guys, one of the things we do need to mention is the fact that I fucking fully rewired the whole goddamn studio.
Yeah.
And you people are so unappreciative. You have no idea. Yes, it probably doesn't sound like it usually does. We're tweaking things. There's a compressor that's not in line that's going to be put in line soon. But we did need to do a show.
We had to do it.
And honestly, guys, it does look better. And to you, I mean, how's it sounding? I mean, is it okay?
No, it sounds good. We've got sounding good here. Yeah, we had a couple of hot spots, but we've got it dialed in.
We pulled it down a little bit, and everybody's happy.
I think we're in order.
Yeah,
we're in order. All right, cool.
It's going good with us having conversations.
All right.
So yeah,
well, having Skyrim talk, you know, it's going to be a little lower. Anyway. If you do want to call in and talk to us, please do, and give us a ring at 321.
Whoa.
No, that was something weird that happened. Something weird
happen
there?
That was popping like a son of a bitch.
Yeah? What was popping there? It was the wrong thing.
321.
Still popping like a
still popping?
Yeah. It's too loud.
It's too loud. It's too loud for you guys.
It's too high.
See? I don't know. See, on my feed, you guys don't get the same feed. Is that still too loud?
I mean, that sounds fine, but when we go 3, 2, 1.
That's because we don't have the compressor, guys.
I know.
All right, so, okay, back off the mics. All right, everybody.
3, 2, 1. 3, 3, 2, 0, 1, 8, 6.
It didn't have the gusto. Is it still too loud?
Well, that one was fine. That one was okay.
All right, hang on. We can do better than that. Hang on. Do it again. I'm gonna make you do this until we get it right.
I'm gonna make you eat me until
we have to. We have to go through.
All right,
here's a good one.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, 8, 6.
I'm scared.
I don't know what that was, but it was creepy.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it. I don't know what it was, but I like
that was
it.
Awesome.
Oh man. Okay, so yeah, that's what the new board can do for us now.
We
can do that sort of thing.
New board for those of you that are regular listeners to the Oh No Radio Show,
which probably none of them are.
Mark.
Hey,
Mark. How you doing? So you will remember last episode when I was beating the fuck out of the headphone amp. Now there will be no more of that.
That's right.
There will be no random outbursts of violence unless one of us says something.
I got you a new toy. Next, I need to get you all new microphones. That's the next
step,
man. We need new mics.
Can we put this windscreen?
Stop. Don't do that.
Can we put this windscreen on a new microphone?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's all that matters.
Probably.
I don't want a microphone that looks nice.
No, we're going to have to do we'll decorate your nice microphone. How about that?
All right.
We'll retire it at some point.
I'll turn it into a fucking piece of bling.
Yeah, exactly. You'll wear it around
we'll
your
bedazzle
neck.
It.
Oh god. It's crazy. Yes. We meant to get together though before Christmas and we never did.
We tried to get together before Christmas, but between your schedule and my schedule, it was not going to work.
Didn't work out.
Nope.
So here we are.
Here we are.
And we're doing it once again.
Yep.
What I will say is Christmas had one unexpected surprise for me.
Anal?
No. Damn. Christmas was, I'm kind of over it, even though I do have some Christmas stories. But the one main one I do want to tell is for a couple of days, I was walking around with a pretty nasty burn beneath my eye. And one asks, how do you get this burn beneath your eye on Christmas Day, Owen?
There are a couple of ways you can do it, and I have done almost all of them. So
let's hear
what yours was.
I'm going to tell you what mine was.
Okay.
It was kind of shitty because I'm trying to do something nice, but I'm drunk. It's Christmas. There's like two bottles of champagne
in
the morning.
It's drunk. I'm drunk. It's Christmas. I think that might be the title of the show. I'm drunk. It's Christmas. Fuck you.
I'm drunk. It's Christmas. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going through the whole Christmas joys thing. And it comes to dinner time. We're making some, you know, turkeys. And we got some, you know, green beans and some things going on. Some stuffings. And all the good stuff, you know. When me and Teresa were making it. My only responsibility is these goddamn mashed potatoes. And let's just say it couldn't have gone.
You fucked it up so bad it fucked you up.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I like to
hear.
It
was kind of a double shot because it was like I'm picking the pot up as I'm kind of like I was doing this weird mashing move where I was really getting into the mash. And I'm going to say is boiling hot. Mashed potato, like not, it's before it really gets to potato, but it's so it's still just like pretty much boiling water.
Yep.
And it just
shot.
Bam.
You're right in the eye, you gay bitch.
Yep.
Yep.
Jizzed on by,
jizzed on
by a potato. Potato. And it hurt like a mother.
Hurt like fuck.
Fuck. So I was walking around with that for all of Christmas, Boxing Day, actually. All of the rest of Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And a few days afterwards. But, of course, I got to go see the family on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, for you American assholes.
For all but one of our listeners, yes.
That don't celebrate Christmas, right?
That don't celebrate Christmas, right? True. We just call it the day after Christmas. We didn't call
it Boxing. So I go see family on Boxing Day.
Yes, of course you do.
And, of course, what is mom's hammered? You know, it's regular. Kids are there.
Mom's hammered. It's Boxing Day.
They're screaming. You know, it's.
Owen's drunk. It's Christmas. Mom's hammered. It's Boxing
Day. I've got
day.
A hangover.
Dad's drunk. It's fucking the NHL.
Dad is sick. Dad is sick and fucking tired of the karaoke machine that was bought.
Oh,
for him.
No.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't bought for him. It was bought for, you know, it's this little girl's karaoke machine. It's my niece. She's got this thing, and she is just like being, oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Just shut up.
It's like me with the podcast.
Dude, just shut up. Just stop doing it. Just stop.
Just stop.
Just stop it. But you can't.
You can't turn it off. And he's just, you know, he about lost his mind. But there we are. And of course, mom has to take the family picture. And I'm just like, really? And I see it afterwards. And it's like, I've got this nice
big thing on your face.
Like,
yeah.
Going on. I'm like, that's awesome. Fucking 2013. Here we come.
Here we go.
Here we come. But no, it's all good. The Ono Radio Show. We're going to chug along.
Yeah.
Chug.
Literally. Yeah, there you go.
See? There we go. Christmas for you guys. I know you went to fucking North Pole.
Yeah, I was in the cold pits of hell. It was really a quick trip, though, so it wasn't
to the
bad.
Cold pits of hell.
Yeah.
You have to take the Amtrak to get there.
You told me you had to take like a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, well, because my flight got canceled going out there, I lost a few days. So my grandparents live in South Dakota. I'm in Wisconsin.
Good story.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Exactly.
Guys, got a better
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
I was at work.
Always fun.
Yeah.
At least you got, oh, look, we got a phone call.
What?
Yeah, who's this asshole?
Who dat?
Hang on, person. Shut
That's
up.
Me.
It's a new board. I'm figuring it out.
That's music.
I always do this. You know that.
I know.
I always forget to turn off the music. Go ahead, caller. Who's this be?
This be old friend from elementary school.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not even... Oh, God. Am I prepared for this? There's something... There's something serious.
I don't know, man. It's been a while.
Who the fuck is this?
Back when you had a bowl cut. You guys don't know Owen with a bowl cut.
Oh, listen Bold to this guy. Cut. Listen to this guy. He's got a good got a bit of a good southern twang going on there, buddy.
Oh, man. Well, let's just see.
Fuck's your name?
Maybe. What? Brad, dude.
Oh, Brad. Oh, Brad. Oh, yeah, Brad.
He's like, wait.
Oh! Oh, yeah. No, I tell you what. I know Brad.
I would hope so.
I know Brad.
Unless he's just been watching
Let's
you
talk,
for years.
Brad. Let's talk. This is going to be good. This is going to be good.
So, y'all,
go ahead.
Y'all
you tell him about me. You tell him about me.
With a bowl cut.
About Owen?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's hear about the Owen that you know. Let's hear about the Owen that Brad knows.
Let's see. He was a soprano in chorus.
A soprano in chorus? Yeah. All right. That doesn't surprise me.
Bowl cut was totally... I mean, that's really it. I mean, it was back in the day.
Was totally... What was the word you were going to use to describe Owen after bowl cut? So after soprano and chorus, bowl cut, and totally blank. What is the blank? Hold on. Ty, what do you think the blank is?
Florida.
Totally Florida. I'm going to say totally... I'm trying to.
I want to say gay. But.
I want to say gay, but that's just for the joke.
No, not good.
No, not good.
He was
gay.
A ladies' man, actually. Gay.
This is coming from the kid that was also in chorus and also was in musical theater production.
Yes.
Yeah, so no, I'm talking about the kid on the other end.
I know.
Of the line.
So was I. So like, I'm not going to be the one to judge about that. I'm trying to picture like how old you are at this point. Like if you're like 10.
Oh,
11.
How old?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's middle school, Brad. It's
fifth grade. All right.
Was it that young?
I knew Owen from fifth grade to eighth grade, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a point I turned into a tenor. You fuck.
Yeah.
Where you still are. Was.
The point where I turned to tenor is when I couldn't sing anymore. So.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Came out a bunch of fucking hormonal mess.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That's why I went to heavy metal. I'm like, nope, I don't have to have a good voice for this.
You just got married as well, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Also, congratulations, man.
Yep. Congrats to me. Teresa's in the other room basically crying because...
She's married to you.
She's married to me.
Yep.
And that's how life goes on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, my wife just called me a fucking weirdo for sitting in my room listening to your show and telling her that I was going to
call
her.
Yeah.
No, she's correct.
She's correct.
That's a smart one you got there.
It's okay.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
She's definitely a keeper.
Do you have... I'm trying to decide. I mean, it's been a long time since I've talked to this guy, right?
Yeah.
We need to judge his scumbaggery. We need to judge, you know...
Married takes it down a little bit.
Married takes it down a little bit.
Faithfully married takes it down.
I'm a recent married, all right? So we can do the scumbag stuff before marriage.
Okay, all right. We'll allow it. But okay. How long have you been with your girl?
4 years.
Okay.
An adequate amount of time.
And a very adequate amount of time. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm trying to judge how far back the scumbag
right, 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 right.
Yeah.
So,
I was still scumbaggy.
Oh, he was.
First 2 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. See that right there? Scumbag points.
Scumbag points.
So you've been a non scumbag for, you've been a recovering scumbag for about 2 years.
Yeah, recovering scumbag.
Yeah. Because it's a disease. Like, you can't. You're never cured. It's like alcoholism.
Still deep down inside there somewhere.
Yeah. Once you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. If you're a scumbag, you're a scumbag. You can just put your tendencies into remission.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's one of those. I don't know though.
Come on.
I'm trying to think. There's gotta be.
It's hard to gauge somebody based on, you know, fifth through eighth grade.
How many times? Have you stolen someone else's beer?
Stolen somebody else's what?
Beer.
You mean like at a party?
Yeah, exactly.
You mean like a random just stolen beer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
like
just,
I'm out of beer. That guy's got a beer. He's not paying attention. Look, I've got a beer.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah, no.
if it came down to like friends at a party, definitely attend a steal of beer. But as far as randos go, not much of a scumbag beer drinker.
Yeah, all right.
How many dirty whores has your dick been in your life?
I could just see herpes lying on the rim of the can or something like that.
Which ties into our next question.
How many sluts have you banged in your life?
You don't have to count your wife as a slut. You can if she is turned on by it, though. Because, you know, that's...
Well,
Some chicks dig that, right?
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them.
Some of those.
You want me to see a number? I mean, last time... Hold on, let's make sure she's not creeping on the door. Yeah.
Last time, he's going to get ridiculous. Last time scumbag points, yeah. I guarantee you.
It was like, you know, high 80s.
Hey! High 80s is pretty damn good. It's pretty wow. Yeah. All right. Not going to lie, Brad turned out to be like one of these like...
Quite a man whore.
Man whore.
Yeah.
He's always been a good looking kid, right?
No, 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 but that's
but
not...
This, then he goes and turns... you're like fucking a professional wrestler. You're a fucking bodybuilder dude in the gym.
He's
like,
a professional
I've
wrestler.
Seen his fucking...
Look, like when you said he was a professional wrestler, I was going to get excited. And right, then you're like, right. Oh, he like lifts weights, works out. And I'm like, well, fuck that.
No,
I'm not nearly as entertained by that.
No, when I see pictures of him, I'm like, man, that's a Jersey Shore fucking looking guy that I would never want to hang out with.
Gym tan laundry, bitch.
Fucking shit.
This is what Owen does is alienates his friends.
Yo, I work out, man. I'm not tan. All right.
Not tan?
No gel in the hair. All right, that's good. That's good.
No.
Well,
do you have sleeves
now,
on your shirts? That's the big question.
Well, I mean, it started because, you know, I was a scrawny old kid, and then all of a sudden I started working out and started getting muscle, and all of a sudden women started coming around. Ooh, so I figured the more I work out, the more women.
The more
buff
you get, the more pussy you get. You know what also is a correlation to the amount of pussy you get is the amount of tattoos you have.
Or how funny you are, or how cool you are, or
how much
wit you have.
How much weed you have.
Yeah. There's a lot of different
There's
variables.
There's a lot of... Yeah. You found your path.
Sure.
You found your path.
You found... Yeah, you
I
found
congratulate
your path.
You.
Congratulations. But there's a lot of variables that go into it.
Yeah. Some of us are just...
But if that's your thing, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. But just try not to look like a massive
more of
douche.
A habit rather than just doing it. You know, to get big or whatever. It's just annoying, actually, now.
Because you have to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You've gotten to the
now
point
I'm at
where...
the age where I'm like, holy shit, if I don't do it,
all
I'm going to turn out...
Let me ask you a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Do you think your wife would leave you if you ever, like, just gave up and you kind of got scrawny again?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
Well, there it is.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
I'll
and
take
there was,
that.
There was no hesitation.
No
in
hesitation
that.
In that. I'll take it. I'll take it. Brad, it's been.
Yeah, she's definitely a keeper, without a doubt.
They all are.
They all. Even
no,
for a
they're
night.
Not. Brad, it's been good talking. I'm gonna have to hang up on you. We got more show to do.
No, it's all good, man.
But thanks for calling and catching up. I'm glad you called, man.
Yeah.
We need to get together and have a couple beers.
Word.
And, you know, hang out.
And that's how we do it. Thanks for listening, Brad. We appreciate it.
Yeah, keep listening. We'll bring you up again.
Absolutely.
If anybody else wants to call, you can call the number at 3-2-1. Wrong effect. It's not even affecting, really.
You're not even affecting.
Oh, whoa. Man. Whoa.
Oh.
Hang on.
Did you break it already?
I probably did.
Fuck.
No, I didn't break it. What?
What?
Well, I've never heard this before.
Oh,
it's not on mine.
Oh, no, only I get this one.
Oh, only you?
Yeah.
In my head, that's kind of the voice that you like when you send me a text message, that's the voice that I hear. That's it.
That's the one.
Hey, Duncan, you want to do a show?
Hey, Duncan, you want to do a show tonight? What are you doing? I'm getting drunk.
I'm drunk.
Super drunk.
Super drunk. I just rewired the studio.
No, you don't have the effect. I got it. See?
That's right. That's what the show is now.
Oh, God.
That's what the show is
That's
now.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Yep. We got that now. So you guys heard me talk about my TV?
Nope.
Oh, I talked about it, I'm pretty sure. How it's the most embarrassing thing ever.
No.
It's pretty
sure you didn't talk about
Pretty sure I haven't heard you talk about how embarrassing your television
no?
is.
No, have I not talked about this on air?
No.
I have not done it?
No, you haven't, but we should.
I don't think you
Let's
have.
Go into this.
Okay.
Let's explore.
All right, let's explore this. So let's just say that my parents got me this as a gift, as an added wedding gift. This is a refurbished TV, which my parents spent $200 on refurbishing.
All right.
And it's cool and everything. All right. It's an HD TV. You've seen it. It's in the living room.
Yeah.
It's that one out there.
Yeah, okay.
In the lobby.
In the lobby of the studio. You know,
in the green room.
Yep, in the green room.
Doubles up.
I think, yeah.
It's a small studio.
I was going to say, this is the green room and the studio. The green room also is half outside.
Yeah, and the lobby is actually the kitchen. But the living room does house this TV, which is a decent size, but it's not necessarily the new. It's like the first generation
HD TV
sort of deal. Like, yeah, it's not the first. It's like, I guess it's like from like, it's probably 6 years old.
Okay.
And they spent $200 on it.
Couldn't they have bought a brand new one for $200?
Not much more. Or given us the money we can. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this has been a bone of contention of mine. I've made the best of the situation. I've done what I can. And I've got like all these different components that go on, you know, with it now. And I got Teresa the Roku. And I got like all this other shit going on with the Blu-ray now. And that the Blu-ray looks great. And it does look pretty good. I'm not going to say it, but only in the dark. And like, I don't know. It's not the greatest fucking TV.
Yeah.
It's old. So I'm hooking all this shit up, and I get to a point where I'm like, I get super frustrated because something stops working, and I've just lost it at this point, and I practically destroy the remote because I hated it anyway. And
that will happen.
This TV, by the way, the name of the brand is Handspree.
Where the fuck do you find that? Is that at Aldi?
Big Lots, I'm guessing, or something like that. I don't know.
I don't either.
Han, HANNSPREE. I guess they make other shit. Hang on, I don't know.
I'm about to.
You looking it up?
I'm going to look it up.
You look it up. So I've done my own research on Handspree because I've destroyed this remote and found out that there are no codes for Handspree remotes. And universal codes don't work on them. And like, there's even shit on the internet telling me I'm fucked. And it's like, I almost have to buy a specially made remote for my TV. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Giving, taking, you know, all that.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
So wait, did you figure that out?
No.
How to get around it now?
Oh no, I figured it out how to basically use the TV. Yeah, I mean, there's a button on top where if it's weird, instead of it being in the menu to switch inputs, you've got to hit like the enter button and that pops it up. And I found it, but it's there. You can do it, and it's a pain in the ass.
Right, but you can do it. So you can apparently buy Handsprees at Walmart.
Oh, well, that explains it.
And you can get a 19-inch 720p for $99.98.
That's a 19. That's a lot bigger than a 19.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. I know how it is.
I know you do.
Handspree.
Mm-hmm.
We got our TV for free when we moved into the house.
So then, I guess with more Christmas debacles, let's just go in with it.
Right.
Fuck it. I was going to kind of save it and see if Teresa wanted to pop in, but I don't think she's in the mood.
Yeah.
So I try and do my best, as we all do.
I love it when you start off a story, I try to do my best.
As we all do.
I try to stay sober for the first hour I'm around my family.
But, you know, it just gets to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And, really actually put some thought into some of the gifts. Like, there's these wine glasses that Teresa really likes. They're good shape. They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they fucking break all the time because I knock them over. Mm-hmm. Or I wash them in the sink. I don't know. They're fragile or something.
Yeah.
And Target makes them. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, I'll get these. This is good. This is going to be a decent little, like, oh, sweet. I got more of these because I broke the last one, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
Didn't really think twice. Oh, that's totally them. Grabbed them, put it in the cart. I'm at Best Buy. Come across this thing that's like, oh, sweet. This is like, she's totally wears a pedometer. She uses this this app,
the My Fitness app thing,
you know?
Right.
And it like connects to it and it's like, you know, super rad. Totally cool. Gonna get that. That's gonna totally like, yeah, just going to be excited about that. Decided to not go with the scale, which also does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a little more expensive, but decided to not go with the scale because I don't think...
Because you don't want to be a dick?
Yeah.
Because even if you don't mean it like that, a woman's going to be like...
Really? You got me a scale?
You got
Christmas?
Me a scale? Fuck you.
Yeah. Die.
Guess whose nookie is closed?
Exactly. And there was one other thing that I got her that failed.
I love this.
I'm sure that one will come to me later.
We could ask her.
Yeah. Oh, she'll know. She'll know.
Like, hey, what gifts did Owen fail at?
Well, no, I guess it was just kind of the Roku that was like, oh, that was kind of our gift to both of us, because she told me our gift was like the cornhole set was kind of the both of us. That's a me gift.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Sorry. I'm trying to fucking look at you. I'm not used to this yet.
I know.
I'm going cross-eyed staring at this fucking orange tape on this mic. I'm like, what?
I didn't really ask you to adjust it all that much. I mean,
I know.
Just be comfortable and talk into the fucking microphone.
You're a microphone. Go ahead. Continue. Yeah, my face is a microphone. Yeah,
I know.
It literally is right now.
I know. So I got her these gifts, and we'll just start with the wine glasses. She opens them. Great. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Pull them out. We've got tons of already these super ginormous
the huge ones.
And it's the same fucking glass, but it's the fucking... God damn it. It's a goblet.
Yeah.
It's
like a half a bottle for one glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, great.
Like we'll the wine glass them, for the super alcohol.
But now I got to get you fucking these again. Great.
Yeah.
And she opens the other thing and she starts, oh, this is cool. Yeah, whatever. Starts playing with it, looking at it. Opens it up. Looks at it and starts trying to connect to it and everything. She's like, it's not working. Fuck. We have the 4G. It works with the 4GS and above. And I failed to see it on the box. Because it was so just like...
Yeah.
iPhone, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I looked at like... It was toting the app that she used and everything. I'm like, well, why wouldn't it work?
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it didn't.
And it didn't. So, I mean, she can still use it with her computer, I guess. God, this is boring. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I really did a good job this Christmas.
Yeah, that's
you ever failed
fantastic.
That bad? You ever failed that bad?
Probably all the time.
It's like every year.
Every year. I mean, really. I set the bar so unimaginably low that it's impossible to fail.
What did you do for Kelsey? I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true. I got her tickets to see Pink because she really fucking wanted to.
Are you going to go with her?
Nope.
He is.
No, I'm not.
He's definitely going.
No, he's definitely not.
Yeah,
he's
going
to be rocking out.
Nope, he definitely is not.
I like Pink. I'm Duncan.
I should go just to have something to talk about on the show that week, but I'm not going to because I don't want to throw myself off of the fucking upper level of seating and kill myself.
Mm.
Because that's what would happen. Because I'm not going to go see
it. It wouldn't be that bad.
It
wouldn't be. Shut up. It wouldn't be.
It'd probably be pretty bad.
It'd probably be pretty bad. Like
more than likely.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan. I had an artist friend of mine draw her a Cthulhu that I framed and put in the... In the bedroom.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Custom art. That's what I do for Christmas. Get our custom art.
I'm still not sure how I feel about this whole Cthulhu thing.
That's good. I'm glad that it disturbs you a little bit.
It's the tentacles.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys and your just sloppy tentacles. It's...
Sloppy tentacles are the best kind.
You guys need to go to Asia.
Japan.
Oh,
dude.
They're going to love you. They're going to love you.
The land of hentai.
They're going to love you.
A, we're tall. B, we're white. C, tentacle cock.
So, Ty, remember when we were on the porch and we were talking about how...
Tentacle cock.
Tentacle dong.
We were asking a a hypothetical question. Well, maybe Bender can be on the phone for this one, too. Bender, you there? Nope. Cool.
Bender.
Your fader's up. Should be. It's on your end. Call back. This is really depressing me right now.
Wait, what were we talking about?
We were actually going to talk about something me and you were talking about outside a few weeks ago. Man, no, not a few weeks ago. It was when you came back from fucking Christmas. I'm going insane here.
It was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And we were contemplating on how bad it is to get a retard drunk.
That sounds fun.
See,
Bender, are you there? Bender.
Dude, I can hear him so faintly. I can hear him so faintly. Background.
What happened?
Oh, your wait. Problem. Not
there
mine.
It is. Hold it is on. Bender. You know what happened? You know what happened? Wait.
Yeah.
Did hold on.
Way to go.
Did was it muted?
Yeah, it
was. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Look at that. Dude, troubleshooting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on your end. Call back.
It's on your end. Call back, faggot. God.
That's how I got to run the show, Bender.
I like the new look, by the way. It looks sharp. The Ninja Turtle and everything.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Really pumping my
it's
day.
It's Bender's new stand.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's a new stand.
I thought we weren't having a new stand.
Oh, no. Bender said, I guess, you have some tricks up your sleeve over here, Bender. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go, man.
Oh, fuck, that was
new,
loud.
New year, it's time for Ty to get reamed once again.
Damn.
Good. I'm kind of into Ty reaming tonight. Like, I've kind of been all about it, and
it is fun.
I'm kind of gonna get more into it. So let's go.
Well, let's roll with it then.
All right,
Bender, yeah. What do we got today? I mean, we don't have to jump right into it. You got anything before we want to fucking start? Jesus Christ.
Well, new year, I'm getting married in like 5 months, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's boring, man. We've done marriage. I just did it. Done it.
Yeah,
it's over, man. It's boring. Done. Yeah, just get it out of the way.
Got nothing else?
Got nothing else?
That's it. All I got. Counting down to that.
You can jump off a bridge
New
now.
more to say.
Man,
I love how much of a
that's more interesting.
Gotta have a thrill. I got no more thrills, you know.
Yeah, because you've been married for like 3 months.
to married life.
Yeah. Been married for a month. You're like, it's so miserable.
Oh, no,
God. Every marriage stereotype
jokes,
is true.
Jokes. Oh, my God. There's no more blood. That one's true.
She told you. She's just like, by the way, once the ring goes on
this,
the finger.
You sign this contract? That, and
no more blowjobs.
Unless it's a special occasion.
That's so sad.
No. It's not true. It better.
He doesn't know yet.
It'd be so mad.
So I talked to Teresa now, just through the podcast. You
know? She's not listening.
No, she'll never listen to it. She, it's not happening. It's not happening. Anyway, Jack. Apart from you getting married, I mean, marriage planning. How's that going? It sucks, doesn't it? It's a lot of work.
Yeah, now it's like we gotta get the actual invitations out. You know, it seems like we have everything planned, but there's still more that we got to hassle with. So now's good. Now it's crunch time.
Yeah,
all the important things.
Have fun.
Yeah, dude. Don't let it bum you. It's easy. Just fucking just wing it. People will love whatever you fucking do. Doesn't matter if they love you. They'll love any of the shit that you throw at them. And it's good.
I suggest reefer. It'll help.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, I got a new stand if you guys are ready to.
Let's do it.
Let's roll with it.
Let's do it.
Let the tie fucking commence.
Damn.
All right, this first one, not only does it have to deal with Facebook stupidity, but it's also involving New Year's, too. So it's topical and current and all that stuff.
Well, fantastic.
All right.
Facebook post leads police to suspected drunk driver.
Facebook post.
Yeah. And it was an 18-year-old kid. He wrote, "Driving drunk, ... classic wink face. But to whoever's vehicle I hit, I am sorry."
Awesome.
Face with the little tongue sticking out.
So who ratted him out then? Did they just see, did someone just see it, or did someone rat him out?
Friends of his contacted authorities.
Those are no real friends. What a bunch of narcs.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, seriously. All right. Where'd this happen? All right.
Stick tongue out face.
Whoever's car I just hit. Sorry.
Oops.
This has got the South written all over it.
Classic.
They don't classic know how to use South. Facebook in the South.
I don't know. I'm going with Alabama.
Oh man, now that you say that, I could totally see that.
Yeah,
happening.
It's dumb enough for one of those stupid college kids in like an Alabama town to do.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. That's kind of how I'm seeing it.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, this is just so weird. You're going to Alabama. I am gonna go with harness it. Connecticut. Florida. I'm all going Connecticut. For some reason, I feel like this is some spoiled rich faggot.
I could see that. I could see that. Ty?
You're probably wrong, though, because I mean, if that's not in Florida.
Not Newport Richie.
Titusville, maybe.
Titusville, yeah.
Titusville?
Could be.
Or
Ocala?
I mean, Newport Richie does. It does sound pretty good.
It does sound close.
I'm going to go with Titusville just for fun.
Titusville.
All right. Titusville, Florida, Ty. Bender, is Ty fucked?
Getting this off to an early start. Duncan and Owen, you get a point, but it was Astoria, Washington.
Washington.
Damn it. Rubbing it in.
Right. A good start.
Is there anything really added, or was that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The police were investigating a hit and run, and then friends of his contacted authorities and kind of led him straight to him. So he's stupid and probably in jail.
Yeah, and his friends are dicks.
Well, that remains to be seen.
I mean, like,
classics.
Classics, seriously.
I don't know, though.
I'm schwasted.
I mean, what's the line? Like, you go on Facebook and you see Duncan,
Duncan Fisher actually is shithouse drunk.
And just raped three school children.
First of all, I'm never going to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, but if I will tweet that. Okay, tweet it. Okay, yeah. It's way more serious. And by the way, you guys should be checking out our tweets.
Yeah, we do have the real twatter.
We have the real twatter. What is it, Duncan?
It's the real O-N-R-S.
And you can like at that.
At the real Duncan, O-N-R-S.
You're in charge of that.
I know. So. So for any of you listening out there that twatter. Have the twatter.
Twatter.
You can talk to Duncan over there. You can talk to both of us over at the... I'll be on the twatter. Don't worry
eventually.
About it.
Eventually.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but I have to do it.
And I figured it out. It's all at symbols and stupid shit.
At symbols and hashtags.
Anyway, Bender, moving on. Next question.
What is happening with this world? You're on the Twitter.
Thanks. All right.
So another stupid young kid. Not sure exactly how old, but man tried to rob convenience store, called mom for a getaway ride home.
Called mom.
Wait, what did he do?
He tried to rob a convenience store and then he called his mom
to get a ride home.
I really need a ride, mom.
Seriously, hurry up.
I need you for exactly 3:42.
You're my getaway driver, Jesus.
Just right. Kick open the door. I'll jump in.
So I'm assuming he was pretty unsuccessful in this, which all stories lead me to the South, because now I'm thinking that the convenience store owner had a gun.
Right.
And this was Georgia. This was in Georgia.
That was in Georgia.
It's a little close, close to Florida, but it wasn't Florida. I think it's Georgia. Bender? Or, sorry. No, I guess everybody else gets to guess.
Yeah, we probably should
I don't even care. We can skip that part if you want. I mean, I don't mind.
I'm going to go with Illinois. This has, like, Rockford written all over it.
I don't even know what that is.
Yep, there you go. Just trust me on this.
I don't know. The Simpsons are there?
Yeah, yeah.
Wayne's World almost.
Wayne's World sounds like they might have lobsters.
but we're both wrong.
Yeah, you're both definitely wrong.
Oh, okay.
God, Mom, get over here. Pick me up.
I got
Mom. Groceries and money.
I'm in Palmetto, and I really need you to come get me.
Get me at the Publix.
I can give you gas money.
I can give you gas money. Yes.
It's Sebring. Sebring.
Well, Western Union's not fast enough.
Sebring, Florida.
Sebring, Florida. Tie with the most obscure towns in Florida.
Yep. That's what it was. I've gotten it right once or twice.
All right. Let's hear it, Bender.
All right. Well, it is now an even score.
Yeah.
It
fucked us.
Niceville, Florida.
We've had a story from Niceville before.
All right, we're doing an Oh No Show radio trip one day to Niceville,
and we're just going to pull our dicks out and wave at people. Fuck you, Niceville.
I've been there before, actually. I have family that used to live in Niceville.
We've had this conversation before because you fucked us with a Niceville story before, Bender. God damn it.
Fuck Niceville.
But wait, where is it? Where is Niceville?
Yeah, where is it?
It's like close to the Gulf, west of Tallahassee. Like it's between Pensacola and Tallahassee.
Okay.
Close to Pensacola.
We're not going there.
That's a trip.
Yeah, no.
We're not going there.
They'll kill us.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Next, what is it? So it's tie game 1-1?
Yep.
1-1?
It is.
All right.
Yeah. This kid, he allegedly told the clerk he had a firearm, but he, left empty-handed after the clerk showed him an empty cash register drawer.
Ha. Huh.
So the kid got nothing. Got nothing.
That's awesome.
Except, yeah.
This sounds like car talk. Is this the car talk music?
No.
God, Mom, come pick me up.
Seriously, how am I going to get out of here with all these Slurpees? God. That's me with, like, I've got every flavor.
Oh,
this next one gets a bit awesome. This one's kind of awesome, actually.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Standoff ends with naked sword-wielding man.
Oh. It's
Kissimmee, right? I'm not talking euphemisms like a samurai sword.
What? See, again, I want to go Alabama. I want to go Alabama every day. I feel like there might be just the one step lower than Florida. That's where this stuff happens is Alabama. And I feel like this one might be that.
Okay.
I think it might be.
No, my logic behind this one is I feel like this happened next door to Bender. Like he was trapped in his apartment or his house, whatever, for hours just while this standoff unfolded. So I'm going to say California.
California to be safe.
Yeah. I'm going to say whack job, California.
All right.
But of course I'm wrong.
You're all wrong.
So let's hear what city of Florida it's from.
What is it really?
Kissimmee.
Definitely Kissimmee. Not St. Cloud.
No.
Kissimmee. Not Poinciana?
No. It's gotta be Kissimmee.
What is it?
Well, Duncan, you're close, but it's actually San Jose, California.
Oh, but I still get the state.
You get 2 points.
Oh!
Because it's still the right
city. San Jose, dude, that's such a chill city, too. That's weird.
You'd think.
Yeah, it would.
So now Duncan's in the lead, 3-2 over Owen, and Ty is quickly falling out of any
hope
of running and being competitive.
All right, I think we should go back and look at the details.
All right, let me get it. This is big. This is big, Bender. Give me a good one. Come on, let's go.
All right. Okay, let's see. I got two. I'm trying to decide which one's going to be the best. I got one that involves Walmart and one that doesn't. One that involves a liquor store, or one that involves a Walmart.
Walmart or a liquor store?
But aren't there some places where Walmart have liquors? Is that, does that exist?
Yeah.
Does that exist? Walmart liquor store?
Wait, no.
Bender, does that exist?
Well, I know, like, out here, you can buy liquor at the grocery store. Like, you don't have to go to a liquor store.
Right. Yeah, you can do that here, though. Right?
No. Well, you can buy beer and wine.
But there, here's what I'm saying, though, is that there's, like, Albertsons or there's a Publix with a liquor store attached.
Yeah.
They correct. Do that, right? So is that...
Yeah, but Walmart doesn't do stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Cool. Never knew. These are the serious part of things. All right. So you're saying one with Walmart or one that involves a liquor store?
I'm going to say liquor store. Let's go liquor store.
That sounds scumbaggy.
Oh, it's very scumbaggy.
Yes.
Man leaves baby at liquor store, comes back drunk to pick up the child.
Man leaves baby at liquor store, comes back drunk to pick up the child.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you the full story, and then you can argue about where it is.
All right.
The 26-year-old handed the baby to a clerk, went out for a smoke, and disappeared. By the time he came back, he was drunk, and the clerk had called police. He left the store with the baby, wandered into traffic, and laid down in the street.
Wow. That's pretty... Yeah, that's not even cool, scumbag.
You left this... I'm just trying to get inside the mentality of, like, he's like, all right, I got to go to the liquor store. Hey, clerk.
You watch my baby.
Hold my baby for a second while I go have a smoke.
And a drink.
Who
does that?
Yeah, who does that?
Scumbag of the week, that's it.
Yeah, right? That's dirtbag of the week.
Fair enough.
All right. I think I got this.
Oh, yeah?
I'm stealing a tie answer on this one.
No, don't.
I'm going to play with the trickery. I'm gonna dance with the devil.
And the pale moonlight?
Damn right.
This is just scummy enough to be Daytona Beach, Florida.
It's got a little Daytona flavor, I'm not going to lie, but...
Yeah. I did have that thought.
Daytona Beach, Florida. No, you didn't.
I did. But the more overpowering thought, because I've Daytona. So what? It's the only city left in Florida that I know.
So what's going on in Daytona right now?
It's okay. I'm gonna go.
That was my feed to Daytona. This is from the beach. It's two bars and there's multiple things playing. You see, it's a lot going on. It's
hanging out in Daytona.
Hanging out in Daytona. Yeah. Daytona.
New Jersey.
Of course.
New Jersey. Yeah,
all right, you're right. It's the second Alabama, but it's up north. God damn it.
New Jersey.
Why do I always forget my own... New Jersey does steal a lot of these stories away from Florida.
Yep. So why don't you tell me why I'm wrong, Ty?
Newport Richie, man. That's why you're wrong.
Yeah, straight away. Newport Richie. He's pretty confident.
He left out the part of the story where the guy's like, hey, where Newport Richie? Now take care of my baby. I'll be right back. I got to go have a drink and a smoke. Maybe something else.
I smoke Newport because I'm in Newport Richie.
Oh, Newport Richie. Yeah.
All right.
Ty, wait, that's not your name.
That's everybody, right?
Yeah, that's all of us. Bender.
All right. Well.
I'm not kidding.
Owen, you get 2 points because it is, in fact, Daytona Beach, Florida.
No, what the?
Right, no. It is Daytona Beach, motherfuckers. I'm in Daytona. Singing a song about how I won the game today.
Now hold on. Here's the funny thing is
bested the game in
Scott
Daytona.
Sessions told me that story earlier this week, and I completely blanked on it until just now. Because I had heard a story. I'm like, who told me about a guy?
I didn't hear that. Stop. I think you're accusing me.
No, you weren't there.
I was.
You weren't there. That's what I'm saying.
I was in Daytona that day.
I'm not
when
accusing.
The guy handed over his baby.
Son of a bitch.
That pisses me off. I would have picked Daytona if you didn't.
But if I was, I would have handed it off to another guy.
It's another original. Come on, see?
Is that the newsstand? Did I just
I
lose?
Can pick up the guitar quick.
Well, I mean, Owen's currently in the lead, and I don't think he wants to risk that by going into a tiebreaker since he's ahead of you.
Well, what's the score? What's the score here?
Owen's got 4.
All right.
Duncan's got 3, and ties, of course.
All right, we'll give him one more chance.
I don't care.
I guess.
I'm fine with losing.
Oh no, well, I haven't had a righteous victory yet. I think it needs to happen. I think it does, because it's all about fucking Ty.
That's true. Yeah, he can't.
You were way cooler when you were a ghost.
Hey, whatever, man.
Dude. All right. We haven't even addressed the fact that you're back from the dead. Jesus Christ.
We did that last week.
Not really.
No.
He's not. He's
still ethereal.
Well, he's still kind of ghoulish.
In
his grandma's sweater. Right. We'll get to that later. Moving on. Last question. Jack Bender.
Last one. All right. So we already did the liquor store, so we're going to Walmart. Now.
Yeah. Walmart.
Woman rammed SUV into teen over Walmart parking space. And here's the kicker. I'll give you the whole story, since it's a tiebreaker and all that stuff. She was a school board member now facing misdemeanor charges after deputies say she hit a teenager with her SUV during a dispute over a Walmart parking space.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
All right.
Sounds like Florida.
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh.
Detroit, Michigan. Discuss. It's cold enough that they get angry about parking spaces. Old people, it's cold, man. They want to be at the front.
Honestly,
it's going to be somewhere cold.
No, honestly, as soon as he said it, I pictured the Walmart in Niles, Michigan.
All right. See, he steals my answers every time. You go in Michigan. I just went Michigan.
Ice.
Niles, Michigan.
Niles, Michigan.
Fucking Niles. Where the fuck is... Who knows where Niles is?
Exactly.
That sounds like a shithole. It sounds like a complete piece of shit.
Yep.
Probably horrible.
Probably the worst place I've ever been.
And probably the worst guess that we could possibly have guessed because New Smyrna Beach? I don't know.
What are you going with, Ty? What do you got?
Is there a Walmart New Smyrna Beach?
There might be.
Is that Claremont?
Is that... Claremont is a good guess.
Davenport, maybe? I don't know.
I was thinking maybe it was like kind of want to go Hollywood for some reason. Like down there, south Fort Lauderdale, maybe. Let's say Lauderdale.
Bradenton.
Fort Lauderdale. All right.
Lauderdale.
Bender.
And so both of you guys, Duncan and Owen, you both went with Michigan. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what we're going with.
That being said, it was Cartersville, Georgia. So, Owen, you are still in the lead, and you win with 5. Duncan
and you win.
Fucking right,
and you,
I do.
But you would have had your righteous victory if you'd have gone with your gut and gone to the south. And
it's true.
Hadn't tried to fuck me over.
That's true. I had to draw you in, because I know the allure of ICP and Detroit.
Faygo, yeah.
Faygo.
Just gets you every time. Bender, do you have anything else to add before we sign off, or do you want to keep going?
No, that's all I got, man.
Well, thanks for fucking me, Bender. I appreciate it.
I'm glad I actually won. That's the first time I've won in a long time.
In a while, yeah.
I think it's mercy for spending so much money on the goddamn studio. God knows the show isn't going well.
That's not true.
Bender, no, seriously. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the good news, Stan. Thanks for always being there. Did you get to hear the new intro?
I didn't. I missed. I was still at my factory.
Well, here's the deal. I guess it's about time for break anyway. Here's the deal. Stay on the line. I don't know if you. I mean, I can
well,
play
I'm,
it.
I'm watching, so I can.
Oh, you're watching. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll play it when we after we hang up on you, and we'll go to break, and it mentions you, and then we'll play some other shit too. So,
sweet.
Guys, stick around.
Until next time.
We've got more show coming up.
Yes, we
it's
do.
It's not over. Bender, have a good one. We'll see you later.
Yay.
Until next time. Ding, ding. That was actually the nicest I've ever hung up on him.
That's true.
I'm getting soft in my old age. I'm all married now.
No, it's because you think we're having a bad show, so you're all depressed.
It's true. That's part of it.
That is part of it.
It's part of it. But it's part of it's because I'm married, too, and just, you know.
And it has sucked all the joy out of your life.
Done, man.
I know.
It's gone. Like, everything done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So much different now. So much. Just, like, everything changed mm-hmm. overnight. Like, man.
It did. This place looks totally different.
Totally. Like, you
the
know
house,
why?
I didn't recognize the house. Like, I forgot how to get here.
It's weird.
It's how different it is.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a new theme song and everything now. It's like a new year. Fuck.
Fuck
man.
That.
Wow.
Balls.
I'm still writing 2012, aren't you?
I think there's some audacity.
I'm lying. I don't write down anything.
Involved in that. You know, I think, I don't know. I'm a little perturbed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You would
and we'll
be.
Talk about that when we get back. But just for Jack Bender and anybody that else that didn't hear it, oh, good for you, podcast listeners. You get to hear it like 8 times. It's the new theme song.
That's right.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah. We'll be back. We're going on break. We'll see you in like 20 minutes or so.
Fuck it.
Boys,
yeah.
Second segment. Well, you know, things get a little bit more tasty.
Mm.
Tonight's been pretty tasty. As it's been,
I think it's
know,
been.
I don't
think
know.
It's been.
It's had a scrumptulescent. Scrumptulescent.
Scrumptulescent. I like that.
Tonight's not been for everyone. If it's your first time listening, go back, listen to some other podcasts.
Yes.
As we were talking on break, this is a harkening back to the good old days.
The good old days
when
in the old
really
apartment.
When we really had no shits
yeah.
and no idea what
know
we were
what
doing.
We were doing, yeah.
And this really feels like that. I'm fiddling with the board left and right because I got no... Because
you have to.
Because I have to, and it's like, oh, shit, I got to dial everything in. It's all
it's not like the other
shit.
Board that you had been dialing in for 2 years.
Right. But at the same time, you know, I got all this fucking extra work I got to do.
I
know.
Know.
I'm dialing in the board, and... Oh, man.
I know.
It's tough.
It is
it's tough.
Tough. It's,
you know?
Tough
so,
it's tough being the best podcast in Orlando.
It is. And that's what's... Here's the deal. We might not be the best. I wouldn't even say
not the
that.
Best.
We're not the best. We can't claim that.
Sure.
We're the scummiest.
Well,
Hopefully. That's for damn sure.
Well, in Orlando or in general? probably both.
That one can probably be judged beyond Orlando, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, yeah, we're the most real podcast in Orlando. I think that's about accurate. Tonight, well, yeah. I'm drinking a Mucho Mango.
It's a Mucho Mango.
This segment sponsored by Arizona Iced Tea, Mucho Mango.
Right, and I am drinking Gatorade Fruit Punch.
As if anyone cared. No one cares.
Ty's the only one drinking beer.
Oh, man.
Drinking lots of beer.
Well, I got a secret beer on the side, so it's...
It's not really.
Oh, wait, I have two. Beer. Oh, wait, there's beers everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've multiplied since they started.
I love it when that happens. I mean, I love it, and I mean, what is happening to me?
Muchos mango cerveza.
How bad would that be if you mix them together?
Mango beer? Ew.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
It probably is. Not. I'd probably drink it. I've heard of people...
You would drink it.
I've heard of people doing the... have you heard of the champagne? What is it? The...
High Life?
I think we've talked about this. The beer mosa. It's like
beer and orange juice. No.
Yeah. Hmm. They did it on the Today Show, and they were all like, oh, it's actually pretty good.
Derp, derp, derp.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm good. Regular mimosas, though.
Most are good.
Yeah.
Heartburn, though. I get heartburn with...
Orange juice or champagne?
Both, I think.
Yeah, I guess, probably.
You know, yeah. Combination as well. It's like, here's some acid.
I remember the first time I got heartburn, I thought I was dying. And I've only had it like twice. And it just
scared me. Dude, I get heartburn all the fucking time. And it sucks.
I like to eat spicy foods, too.
Yeah.
I like spicy. I like all that shit.
But. Yeah. No, I don't get it that often. But
it's because you're diabetic. God doesn't want to punish you too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thanks, God.
No, yeah. you punish yourself by wearing those grandma cardigans. I've been meaning to bring it up all show. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing.
It's
guys, just
I'm enjoying
take a better look. If you, what is that?
That's his crotch.
That is. It looks like something my grandmother would wear. Hers wouldn't have a hood.
No, a grandma sweater would not have a hood. That's a hippie hoodie.
It's a hippie hoodie.
That's what it is. It's a hippie
hoodie. Why are you
hoodie.
Wearing hippie hoodies, Ty?
I don't know, dude. I just got this thing that keeps me warm when it gets chilly out.
Are you a drug addict?
That's
what I think of when I see those sweaters. I think of people that are cold.
No, when I think of drug addicts, I think
shaken,
of like...
They're on the street. They're homeless. They have nowhere to go in their lives. And I think that might be you now.
That might be you now.
Is that what the ghosts did to you up there?
I'm a bit homeless now, so.
A bit home impaired.
God damn it. He's going to live in the studio. I just know it.
Yep.
He's going to suck. Before you know it, there's going to be
ghosts.
There's going to
be naked bitches.
There's just going to be ghost parties.
Ghost weed in here all the time.
Just ghosts. Ghost parties.
It's going to be a ghost foam party.
Cool. I'm going to get knocks on the door. I'm going to say, hey, Owen. Wait till I get the sound effect up. Hey. Hey.
Hang on.
No. Hang on. They beam you up.
Hey. Hey, Owen. We're having a ghost party in here. Shut the hell up.
With your living noises and shit.
Ty. You can't just be having ghost parties in the studio all the time.
Listen. I'm a ghost. I got a party. That's how I do. You guys got to shut up while you're living. Whatever you're doing over there.
Well, all I'm doing is I'm chopping cheese. I'm trying to make some cheese on toast and some baked beans. And I was
about
to watch
about
an
that.
Episode of Jeopardy. I mean,
I'm a ghost. I don't care about food. I just want to party.
I don't care about learning.
Is that what it's like? Can I come up? Can I party with you guys?
Yeah,
No.
Ty. Ghost Ty. I mean.
Sometimes got party. Got a goose party.
I want a ghost party.
Can Duncan go?
Yeah, you're all right.
God damn it. I knew he was going to say that. All right. Is there lots of ghost bitches up there?
Tons of ghost bitches. These girls are crazy.
Yeah?
You don't even know what they do to your dick.
What does God look like?
He looks kind of like the dude.
I could see that. When I think of God, I think of the dude.
Looks is he pretty dude chill? Right, he's pretty chill?
He's a pretty chill dude.
Does he always have White Russian?
You know, if there was a beverage, that's probably...
Does God ever show his ass, or is he cool all the time?
He gets a little tore up.
Does he? Does he? That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear.
But he keeps it together.
All right.
That's all right.
He doesn't put on Facebook that he's drunk driving home.
That's right.
Well, how do you feel about now that your spirit has been separated into one that's on Earth and now one that's, you know, in the ghost land? Like, how do you feel? Like, how do you manage the two? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, when you ghost party like I ghost party.
You can bounce between the worlds?
Life's all right.
Life's all right. You just keep that buzz going.
See, he died and then he came back. So he's in both lands now.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh, yeah.
He can I don't know. Ty, you there?
I think I'm a little depressed.
Oh.
Because Ghost Ty's having all the good times.
Aww. Yeah.
Like, while I'm over here just kind of hanging out.
Just hanging out, doing a show.
Regular Ty over here doing a show.
Ghost Ty's.
Ghost Ty's fucking just
ghost weed.
Banging so many ghost
bitches.
God damn.
Ghost biscuits?
Eating ghost biscuits?
Yeah.
I bet ghost biscuits are pretty good.
I bet they're pretty delicious.
Ghost Ty has a good.
What if ghost biscuits were actually what they called their farts?
Oh.
They would not be good.
They would not be tasty.
Fart pies.
Fart pies?
Ghost fart pies.
Okay.
Chew on that.
What are you so amused by over there?
Ghost fart pies.
Ghost fart pies.
I don't know. Pies made of farts that are ghostly.
Like when you cut into it, every time you cut it.
I don't even have a noise. I don't even have a sound.
For a ghost fart.
I don't have anything. I mean, let me see if I can come up with anything that would, you know. I don't know. That's not it at all. Moving on. Man, this show has been an absolute train wreck.
For well over a year.
No, tonight has been an exceptional train wreck.
You're talking about this really episode, not the show itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the whole kind of show. You're right.
Yeah.
Fuck. We got good for like three episodes, and then we stopped doing it. And then, like, look at you. You're on your phone.
I'm on my phone because of the topic that we were going to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot.
That's right. That's why you need to be talking about.
That's
hey,
what
Owen,
I was.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's what I was fucking trying to do, you dickbag.
Dickbag.
Yeah.
So what we were talking about is, you know, we're going to do the thing that every other fucking show does and review what has happened
in the last year
of the ONO radio show.
That's right. 2012, a year in review.
I thought I was going to do a sound effect. You got all excited.
Yeah, everybody did, but it's a new board. We're not there yet.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm going to play with that. You're going to talk for
a
okay. right?
So we'll go back, and of course, we started off last year at the end of January. Then I disappeared.
No, you're good.
Okay. But yeah, so we started last year, the end of January, and it was basically us. Oh, we had Ivan Lopez call in.
Oh, Ivan, yeah. Rampant Radio.
Rampant Radio.
Funny about them. Don't hear much about them anymore. No. I don't know. I guess, no, they're still around. They've got a cool app for their phone.
I'm gonna, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. They've developed like a, he's developed like a mobile thing. I'm not, it works with iPhone where you can go to their podcast. It's pretty convenient. It's pretty good. I'm nice. Gonna give him credit for that. He's got shit going, but he was the one that denied us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, ultimately, come on, man. We could be doing a show on your network. We can be partnering up. We can do cool shit.
Absolutely.
I really like Ivan. I know he's been going through a lot of shit, so I'm not going to talk.
No, absolutely not
about Ivan. I've got nothing against him. He was kind enough to put us on his like friends page and stuff.
Yeah.
And give us some promotion.
We're
so.
A friend of Rampant Radio. We're not exactly. associated. We're just a friend.
We're a friend yeah. of Rampant Radio. There
so
we go.
So here's something you might remember. Do you remember Gibbery Jash?
Yes.
This is Owen. That's the Oh No Radio Show safe word.
Gibbery Jash. Gibbery Jash. When it gets too crazy.
Yeah.
When it's gone too far.
Yep. on Valentine's Day, Michael
Someone
Jackson
Someone has to yell
died.
Gibbery Jash.
Gibbery Jash.
I'm glad I know now.
It ends all conversation. We haven't used it in a very long
time. No, we haven't. We haven't needed to, let's be honest.
No, we haven't. We've toned ourselves
down.
We've
got our shit together a little bit more.
No, we don't.
Okay.
I mean...
We have our shit together a little bit
more. Oh, come on.
We at least know what we're doing. We don't show up, go, wait a minute, what is this, a microphone? How do I do this? What happens if I hold the mic, that makes the noise that you hate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, we're past that. So
why does it do that? It's the microphone. It's got to be the microphone.
It's got to be the microphone. It's my scumbaggery.
It's not, though.
I know.
Maybe it just judges people.
I know.
If you touch it and it does it, it's... anyway.
Man, what else has happened? Oh, we used to have Kurt.
Yeah,
we used to have Kurt Crazy
fucker.
Legs Frizzle. Yep. Miss him and his penis being in the show.
He was very good at penis jokes.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Not just penis jokes.
This is our really, like, this is, I mean, come on, we need music for this.
Tell me more about this penis.
This is the penis that, if you, like, he will talk to you about it. Yeah, exactly.
It's like jazz, man.
This man is so proud of his penis that, like, even if you're not gay, he will say, well, would you like to see it? I mean, I will show it to you.
It's handsome.
Yeah, it's a handsome penis. It's a good looking penis. And he is a total.
I think my penis is handsome, really. Doesn't mean I want to show it to you guys.
I'm pretty proud of mine. Mine's pretty handsome.
Yeah, mine too. But the difference between us and Kurt is that he is a voyeuristic scumbag. He likes people looking at his dick because then goes home and jerks off and thinks about it.
Yeah, he's a definite scumbag.
Yeah. here's some denim metal jacket talk at some point as well. I'm going through and reading the headlines and the blurbs. And at some point last year, I was going to make a start on my heavy metal vest.
Metal vest that never happened.
The battle vest that I have. I have it ready. I just have to buy the patches.
Stars.
Have to buy the patches. Stars?
We talked about stars at one point.
We did.
You need stars on that.
Yeah. Yeah, stars.
Big stars.
Big stars.
Pentagrams?
Yep.
No.
We talked.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, not the studs, but the stars.
The pyramids.
Yeah. No, not quite. They look like stars. Like,
the actual stars. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know where to go get them.
Those are nasty, man.
Yeah, man.
Those are nasty.
Do you remember we talked about Coney? Coney happened in 2012. I don't remember what Coney was.
Coney.
Ghost Tie. Stop playing things.
Ghost Party.
Yep. And then we had...
it's in the other room.
Man, we used to have Kurt on a lot. Special J used to be on the show.
Yeah, man... Show's just gone so downhill.
Oh.
Now all we got is just
Trayvon
time.
Martin.
Oh, yeah. That kid. Ooh, what happened with that? Huh?
I don't know. The song is somewhere.
I want to hear that. That song is awesome.
That was a good song.
I missed the goddamn you, Scooter.
Hey, we're getting a call. I'm drunk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. We're getting a call. This is going to be bad.
You got music playing, I think.
Yeah. You're on the hold on.
That.
The Ono Radio Show. Please hang up for 2 seconds while the music goes down. Hi, this is the Ono Radio Show. Who's calling?
This will be your scumbag neighbor, Zach.
Oh, scumbag neighbor Zach, hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, you know, just doing a little show. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Just had a few beers, kicking back.
How are your tortoise eye?
My tortoise?
Tortoise eye.
Huh?
Tortoise eye.
Oh, no, there is only one tortoise.
That would be tortoise.
There was multiple tortoise eye, not only one.
Fuck Smalls.
Fuck Smalls, yes.
Fuck Smalls.
Exactly. We have been... No, this is part of the Ono Radio Show legacy here, is that Smalls was a piece of shit turtle. Of all the turtles I've ever met, worst one.
Straight up bitch.
Straight up bitch.
Mm-hmm.
How are you... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Turtle Talk here on the Ono Radio Show. Talking about
tortoise.
I'm sorry. Stay tuned in the next half hour when we get to Turtle Talk, and then we'll have Reptile Talk, and then we'll have Lizard Talk because they're all different. I know. No Turtle Talk.
So,
crackhead neighbors. You have crackhead neighbors too.
Yeah, what's up with that? Have you seen them lately? Stuck up and down the street.
Oh, yeah. I try to avoid them. Typically, when strange people come walking up and down the street, we just go inside. We're like, oh, we've got important shit to do. We've got to go ahead and not be outside in the view of the public anymore. Yeah. Let's go in Owen's house. Like, we live here and shit.
Yeah. You guys relax.
Yeah. Just chill. We'll be good in a second.
So how's the new studio set up? Y'all like it?
The new studio is very nice. I like it. Yeah. I wish that the concrete walls were easier to hang shit on. We'd have probably more stuff up on the walls. But
right.
Owen did a really good job at getting drunken OCD and ripping this motherfucker apart and cleaning it and rewiring. It looks really good in here.
Owen tends to do those things when he's drunk. You seen the Christmas lights?
Oh, yeah. No, this actually, this looks better. This looks better than the Christmas lights. Like,
yeah, I give him that.
Because he wasn't getting shocked every 5 seconds because he was barefoot in the rain because he's an idiot. Which, goddamn, that's still like, I picture the drunk little British hobbit just fucking in the rain, barefoot. Like, I'm
getting
late.
Shocked every five seconds.
I'm late for 11sies. Fuck. You know, that's what I see Owen doing.
Exactly.
So yeah, so in here he's just like he's just drunk, and I could just see him like stumbling over his beer cans, ripping shit out. He's just like, I gotta get rid of this. Fuck, but there's beer cans everywhere. Which one's the one I was drinking? I don't know anymore. Somehow he brought it back.
You have no idea how drunk I was. I was drunker than I am now. And sorry guys, I got really drunk.
Really,
I actually
quick.
Went off live because I was so drunk. I literally stopped the broadcast. But this has been recording, so all the podcast people.
Oh, okay.
So we're
so,
fine.
Yeah,
this
so it's only
been a little
bender.
Off. Yeah, sorry. You know, it's little stumble step in the way, but we're fine. And I'm back.
And nobody would have known if you hadn't acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you guys are happy that I wasn't here. That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Yep. It could have been worse. I could have been busting your shit about being sloppy on air.
That's true.
But I didn't because you knew.
Oh, I know.
And you had I'm proud of you for killing the live feed and not just, you know, because we could have kept it going. But I think Bender's probably the only one watching any fucking way.
Yeah, exactly. Kill the live feed. It's still on tape. be fun to listen to later.
Yeah.
Now we don't, man, now we're double acknowledging it, man.
Jesus Christ. That's the fifth wall. Actually, the sixth wall, because we broke down the fourth wall earlier, and that was the fifth.
Let's break them all down. Let's break down the walls like Jericho.
That was actually the title of an episode I learned from reading through the archives.
It's been done.
We have archives. How fucking official are we?
We're the fucking best podcast ever, man.
We got
archives. We got
Worst podcast ever.
Yeah, the best worst podcast.
The best worst podcast ever is pretty much
that's
what
exactly
it
is. Yeah,
the best worst podcast ever is
the most professional amateur podcast.
Dude.
Yeah.
I got a fucking banner. I got. Look at me. I mean,
we got shit down here.
Yeah.
We got shit down there.
We got that up there. That over, we got something somewhere. Owen.
Hang on. I'm going to go back. I got to reset this. I got to do something.
Oh, Pecker.
No, because I want to make sure. I want to make sure we're at full capacity here. I don't want to ruin it. If we're going back live, we're going back live right. That's what I'm saying. All right. 3, 2, 1. We are back live. We are back live on Justin.tv. We're fucking assholes. We're sorry.
Yeah.
You know. You know how computers work and they don't work sometimes?
Yeah.
It wasn't the computer thing at all.
No, not at all.
Nothing to do with that.
Everything on that side was working exactly how I wanted it to.
Unfortunately,
I'm an asshole.
That's okay.
But, you know, you're used to that by now. It's
we
the
really
radio
are.
Show. We're on the phone here with, what the fuck's your name, neighbor? I just met you.
Exactly.
I just met you. A neighbor, I just met you. I know the name of your tortoise is, and now tortoise, but.
I don't know. Zach's, that's your name, Zach.
Hold on.
What's funny is, like, I could open the window and yell and he would hear me.
Oh, no, he can. He can. What's funny is that I've heard him fucking with one of his crazy chicks, who obviously a screamer.
Yeah.
I'll be on the porch and I'll be sitting outside having a nice, enjoyable, quiet cigarette. It's somebody that's having a better time than me, Zach.
Good job, Zach. Good job.
What did I miss?
Huh? What'd you miss? You missed. You been having lady friends over?
Occasionally. Yeah.
Occasionally? Tell them bitches to shut up. Because Owen can hear the shit over here. Just gag the bitch, man. Just put your hand over her mouth and just like, or maybe just squeeze her throat a little bit. Just a little bit.
Not even a pillow. You
got it. No, not a pillow. You are definitely gonna smother her and she will die and it'll be necrophilia.
Here's the deal.
A hand you can tell.
This is one specific chick.
You can breathe
that
through
is
the
just,
hand.
All I'm gonna say. A bit over the top. I'm not gonna mention names.
No.
You know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
She's like, but that bitch is good in bed. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's funny how she pops up here and there. What are you doing, man? You know what I'm talking about. She pops.
Out of that because you live not that close to my house. Like, it's pretty. That sound travels a good distance.
Uh huh.
Oh, now you're proud of yourself. What are you doing? All right.
I mean,
I guess he should be proud of that, actually.
All right, we need a quiz to see how douchey Zach is.
How douchey Zach is?
Well, just like one of our previous pod listeners who called in.
We asked
him how we had a kind of quiz to see how scumbaggy he was. I want to see how douchey Zach is.
All right.
Bring it. What you got?
Do you tan?
Fuck no.
Fuck
all
no.
Right.
All right.
You win. You win.
You win.
You're good. You're better than the last guy. All right.
Settled.
Do you work out at the gym? Like, get ripped.
How often do you work out at the gym?
Zero times a year.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're a winner.
Yep, got it. Got
excellent.
It.
Oh, you are officially a friend of the Ono Radio Show.
Yep.
Unlike douchebags that go to the gym to get pussy,
yeah,
because
don't like
they don't
gym,
have a personality.
We don't like gym people.
No.
What do we look like, gym people?
Hey, look at me. I'm at the gym.
Hey, I'm at the gym.
Look at me go.
Look at you go, Ty.
I'm lifting weights.
Look at you. You're lifting weights.
Because I'm big and strong.
You do 12-ounce curls.
You want a squatter? What do they call it? Spotter?
A spotter.
Squatter?
A squatter.
I'll squatter for you.
Yeah. Look at you. Double 12-ounce curl. Fuck. Yeah. Let me run on the treadmill a little bit. Like a big old faggot.
Whenever I'm running on a treadmill, I try and do the highest incline if it has one of those. And do Ivan Drago every single time.
You have to. Like, you actually have, it's a prerequisite. You have to.
It's the funnest thing, though. If you ever find one of those treadmills that does the really, like, severe, steep incline. You ever been on one of those?
Yeah.
I'm asking the caller.
Incline treadmill.
Yes, Zach, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah. You don't know. Okay, yeah,
Rocky Four, right? With Ivan Drago, and then they got that steep incline. You know, Duncan's nodding his head. He knows.
He knows. Zach knows too. He's saying it.
All right.
Have you ever been on one? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm saying, have you ever done the Ivan Drago, like where you're like pumping it as hard as it goes, to where it's, you know, as fast as you can keep it going, just and just take, you keep moving up and you keep moving, you keep moving the incline up and the velocity up and you, Ivan Drago, man,
I get so scared of treadmills because I have fucking hurt myself so bad out of doing that exact same thing.
Oh, I've come close.
Shit!
Ow.
Oh. Thank God there wasn't like a weight bench or anything behind me. Like, I just fell on my ass. But goddamn, like, I could have hurt myself.
This is horrible. This is the go back to beginning zone.
Yeah, let's go back to the first time Duncan did the show, and that's what we'll make it like.
Zero viewers.
Yeah, Bender. We even alienated Bender.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's good when no one sees us really fuck up.
But I'm
hey,
pretty
look,
glad about
we've
that.
Got a good banner now. You know, I put that banner up there, Zach. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, man.
You got a new one?
You know what I'm talking about, the digital banner.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, you should be watching the fucking show.
The whole,
you should be watching it, you should be enjoying it. You should be able to... Here's the deal, man.
Right.
You need to be watching the show so you can catch up with the show.
I watched the first time, and it was a little boring, and so I left. I tried to get it on my phone.
Oh, thanks, man. It's a little boring.
So I left. Fuck that
so
shit.
No, it's good. It's good. You guys had a couple of glitches. I get it in the studio.
Yeah, you know. Fuck you. Hanging up on this guy. Hanging up on him. Fucking couple glitches. Fucking judging my show. He's done. I hung up on him. I hung up on him. Done. Think I'm kidding?
Yep.
Think I'm kidding? No.
Yeah.
Vader's up. He ain't talking. You know what I'm saying? It ain't muted. It's
damn.
Done. Damn, nigga. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. There okay. We went.
Tarantino can do it. I can do it.
Tarantino can do it. All you right. Can do it. All
there's right. A voicemail that someone left.
Hey there, dirtbag, scumbag. I don't even know. I'm so tired. Just thought I'd share with you, you know, it's a new year. Everybody's gotten the old New Year's resolution thing. And personally, I didn't think it'd be possible, but my resolution is to hate you bastards even more than I currently do. Which, like I said, I didn't think would be possible. And then last night, it's what, like 4 o'clock in the morning? I don't even know. And you're doing something with your... your cables and your wires. I'm hearing all sorts of this damn racket. And I don't know what's the matter with you. Can't you get some sleep? Keep some normal hours so your pal Gino here isn't all disturbed by you and your ridiculous shenanigans. By the way, I don't know what's up with you constantly thinking you need to be wearing that leather jacket. I don't know if you think it makes you look cool or something. I don't know. But, yeah, so far you're helping my resolution a lot because giving me lots of reasons to hate you even more. So, you know, keep doing your show, I guess.
I still haven't even met him.
It just keeps making me want to hate you. So I guess thanks for that so I can keep my resolution. So Happy New Year, you bastard. And, yeah, keep on leaving me alone. That's at least something helpful.
Does anyone know him? Does anyone know him? I mean,
he sounds like Frank.
I don't know who the fuck it is.
I don't know who it is either.
He must live near here. I don't know how he got the number.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Can he hear you?
He must hear me somehow. I mean, I'm loud, but I'm not that loud, you know?
I mean, if you didn't wake up your wife...
Oh, my God.
It's Bucket Man.
It's Bucket Man.
It's Bucket Man.
We are pretty loud when we rail out the number.
Oh, my God.
Like, he could hear it. If you can hear him, he could hear us.
I feel sick. I feel sick. Bucket Man.
Bucket Man.
No. Oh my God.
Book of Maine. Yeah.
Why do I have him? I might have him.
Book of Maine. Book of Maine. Book of Maine. Book of
Maine. Scariest man on the planet of Earth.
I'm glad he's your neighbor and not mine.
I don't know what I did with those files. I was trying to pull them up. I don't know what I did with them. This has really been a hell of a show.
Yeah. Well, we have to have this one to get back into the swing of the new year.
That's what it's been, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
We got to have one of these every now and then.
That's how it rolls.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
They can't all be vagina flowers. Sorry, I was looking at the vagina flower. God.
It's a very nice vagina flower.
It is. I'm so glad that it's there because I can look at it perfectly. I can't see you because we both have mics in our line of sight, but vagina flower, totally unobstructed.
I'm really disappointed because I had something saved in here that is no longer saved in here. That's what I'm mad at. And now it's just ruined everything. And, Yep.
Vagina.
Cletus out.
Yep.
Time to go. It's time to go to the Oh No Radio Show. Yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's the Oh No Radio Show. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's the Oh No Radio Show. It's time to go.